This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. President Trump wants to hear from the whistleblower who triggered the impeachment probe against him. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The whistleblower's lawyer says the person is willing to answer written questions from House Republicans, but the president's waving that off, saying written answers are not acceptable. But those are exactly what he himself provided during the special counsel's Russia probe, giving written answers to limited questions. As the president pushes for the whistleblower to testify, his administration's blocked four more officials from appearing before impeachment investigators despite being subpoenaed. House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff says the president's essentially helping build the case against him.
This will only further add to the body of evidence on a potential obstruction of Congress charge against the president.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least five people were killed when Iraqi security forces used live ammunition against protesters in Baghdad. Reuters' Emily Speichel has more.
Iraqi protesters turning their anger towards Iran as they tried to break into the Iranian consulate in the Shiite Muslim holy city of Karbala. Chanting "Iran out," Iraqi security forces opened fire on the crowd. It's just the latest deaths in a deadly crackdown since anti-government protests swept Iraq since early October. The anger over economic hardship and corruption is aimed at the sectarian power-sharing system of governance introduced in Iraq after 2003. The political class is seen by many as subservient to one or other of Baghdad's main allies, the U.S. and Iran, who use Iraq as a proxy in a struggle for regional influence.
This is VOA News.